A Downton Abbey economy? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. More trouble for the minimum wage. A congressional report says that raising it to $10.10 would raise the incomes of 16.5 million people by 2016, but it could also throw 500,000 people out of work altogether. Or it could throw no one out of work. Another report that both sides can spin to their liking. But what we do know is that most voters are hardly up in arms over the minimum wage, and a new study from Britain seems to explain why. Two British economists surveyed lottery winners and compared their political views before and after winning their prizes. And they found that winning a prize of £500 was enough to make a Labour Party supporter 5% more likely to become a Conservative and to believe that income distribution is just fine the way it is. And the bigger the prize, the more Conservative people became. So it doesn't take much to make people side with the 1%. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers probably had the most colorful quote so far this week, warning that the U.S. is in danger of becoming a Downton Abbey economy. Let's face it, Americans love that show.
Why don't we have a party to cheer ourselves up? That'll be fun.
The Crawleys are very nice people, but their money hasn't made them happy. In fact, all the fun...
It's a mixer. It beats eggs and whips cream and all sorts.
...is down in the kitchen, which is where we'll all be working in a few years. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.